It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ron, Jim Anthony Stalter. We head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're going to talk to Keyshawn Johnson, former wide receiver in the NFL, proud USC Trojan as well. And Keyshawn, you guys got a brand new show coming out, morning show on ESPN. You ready to wake up early in the morning?
Well, I've been, you know, it's so funny everybody asks me that question, but I've been waking up for the last 4 years out west on ESPN 710. I've had a morning show. This one is just now a national morning show, taking over for Golic and Wingo, Mike and Mike. So it's a different time zone, but the same hour. So when I wake up at 4 a.m. in Los Angeles, it's waking up at 4 a.m. out here. I just had to get used to the time adjustment. So I've been here a couple weeks now, and so my body clock is fine. I mean, we've been in rehearsals the last several days, so I'm good. I'm waking up earlier than 4 a.m.
How does it feel to be to be taking over for Golic and Wingo, stepping into some big shoes? I'm sure you've listened to the program a lot. What does it mean to you that you guys are going to be taking over for Golic and Wingo?
Well, it's it goes to show you that hard work pays off. I can surely say that. 4 years ago, I did not do radio on a full-time basis. I was on NFL Sunday and Monday Countdown. And then my job shifted back to Los Angeles because they needed somebody to run the morning show out there, along with be a NFL analyst out on the West Coast where I'm from. And so I took that job, and they created the morning show out there. And then obviously they felt it warranted me to go on the national stage and take over a property that is, you know, in terms of radio, sports talk radio, drive time, ESPN, it's the biggest – biggest deal going, especially for ESPN. That property is like, you know, it's almost like taking over for Golic and Wingo. Mike and Mike is like taking over, you know, Jay Leno taking over for Johnny Carson. You got to come with your A game because the listeners for 20 plus years had been listening to familiar voices and whatnot. And quite frankly, guys that knew exactly what they were doing. And so you got to come with your A game. You got to be polished. But with that being said, I think we all, Z, myself, and Jay Will, are all ready for the challenge.
So what should listeners expect? I mean, what's going to be the vibe of the show? You mentioned the fact that you're going through some run-throughs. You're trying to work it out. Obviously, you guys have a relationship. But you'll build that rapport as you go on. What should we expect when we tune in the morning?
Well, typically, most morning show, drive time shows, in particular sports, don't take phone calls from listeners, but we will. We're going to have fun. You're going to see highlights if you're watching it on television, ESPN2 from 6 to 8, and then ESPN News from 8 to 10. So you have an opportunity to see and hear, you know, SportsCenter updates and things of that nature, but you also are going to see some fun and a lot of character. But you got some smart, articulate people that are, been dialed into sports for a long time. We're going to still talk about what's going on in America. We're going to still talk about sports. We're not going to run from the unrest in the United States. We're not going to run from the pandemic. We're not going to sit up and make everybody feel taboo. We're going to have fun with it, and everyone will enjoy it.
Yeah, and so one of those big topics of discussion for you is going to be what college football is doing. Pac-12 being one of the conferences that decided to push back their season. Hopefully they'll play in the fall. What do you think of what they have done, what the Big Ten has done, and on the other side, what the other conferences decided to do with just powering through and trying to play?
Well, I think the Pac-12 and the Big Ten are smart. They're listening to the professionals. Different regions of the country, different parts of the country think differently. I think that the other three conferences are just holding on for dear life. Why, I don't know. You certainly don't want to put families and kids in harm's way in this situation. You got a kid at Florida State that now is saying that, you know, COVID-19 wasn't, the protocol hasn't been done right, and apparently there's some issues there. So it's like, I don't understand the SEC, and I don't understand the Big 12, and I don't understand what the ACC is thinking. At the end of the day, let's not try and play football because money's involved. Let's just wait it out. Football's not going anywhere. You know, they're supposed to be amateur athletes. Let them be amateur athletes. Stop trying to benefit off their name, likeness, and image, but you don't want to split the pie with them. So you got all those sort of little things going on, and – you know, at the end of the day, again, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 did the right thing.
ESPN host, former NFL wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson joining the Fast Lane right now here on 101 ESPN. Do you feel the same way about the NFL, or because those athletes are being paid, Keyshawn, do you think it's a little bit different?
Much different. You know, they're being paid. They are, medical staffs are being treated, doing things a certain way. So far, only 1% of the NFL has tested positive for COVID-19. Maybe there will be more, but as of right now, it's only 1% so far. And so it's a different animal, different situation. You're dealing with kids in college sports. They don't necessarily have the decisions made by themselves. They haven't grown people make the decisions for them, i.e. parents, coaches, athletic people, and doctors. Pro athletes make the decisions on their own. They don't answer to anybody. So it's a big difference between the two.
Just going back to the idea of the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, real quick, Keyshawn, of pushing things back. They're calling it postponed. They're eyeing the idea of a spring. I want to know, in your eyes, how viable is that option, really, of a spring season? Then you got to get ready for a fall season, hopefully. Do you think that part of it could actually happen?
No, it shouldn't happen. How are you going to play? You can't play in September, but you want to try to you can't play in September, so you want to try to push it to January? And then you want to push it out to May, and then you want to come back again in September? Like, what are you doing?
Following the money.
it makes no sense.
Yeah, and so what I'm wondering is, if you're I think we know the answer to this. If they do end up playing in the spring, which is what a lot of the teams want to end up doing, you know, being a first-round pick, being number one overall, knowing that you're going to be like a top-10 pick, is there any chance that you're going to even bother playing in that spring season?
I'm not. I'm done. You canceled. I'm in the Pac-12. You canceled. I'm getting ready for the NFL. You want to train somewhere safe, and I'm getting ready for the NFL in my season in September. I'm sitting out. I'll be healthy. I don't have to put my body at risk. And I don't have to worry about playing game. I don't have to worry about playing 40 games in 8 months.
Keyshawn, final question for you. Just from what you know, from what you're hearing, or just your opinion, do you think that the NFL will start on time in September and then make it all the way through?
I absolutely think they'll start on time, and I absolutely think they'll make it all the way through. It's professional sports. Guys are being paid millions of dollars to do it, and they got the right medical team around them, assisting them, and they're watching what the other leagues are going through, so they're going to make any corrections that get in the way.
All right, Key. Well, we appreciate it. We're looking forward to the new show. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys.